Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yes,
Hello.
good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research, and we're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. Just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is the year of your birth, sir?
I'm sorry, what is the what?
What year were you born?
Oh, 1960.
Okay, 1960. All right, thank you. All right, so now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
You forgot to ask me if I want to take a survey.
Well, sir, that's the way it is written. We cannot change anything. You know, ask any questions. We just go with the flow of the survey.
Yeah. I know, but before you start the survey, you should ask me. I'm fine. I want to take the survey for you, okay? But you should ask me if I want to take a survey. All right, so
okay,
I'm a high school graduate. No, I'm good. We're good. I'm a high school graduate. Yeah.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay, now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
My grandfather is an immigrant from Spain.
Okay, so about... Okay, so I have not Hispanic or Latino, Mexican, American, American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, Central American, or other. You want me to put Spanish?
If that's an option, if not, then put other.
Okay, I'll put that. Okay. Spanish. All right. Okay, so what is your race? Would that be white, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Yeah, let me stop you at white. We'll go with white.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Okay. All right, sir, when thinking about the direction the country, you know, which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with that direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Okay, and how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay. All right, sir. Now, below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may pick up to three, okay? The first one would be the opioid and fentanyl crisis, city services like trash pickup, the cost of housing and rent, public school funding, inflation and the cost of living, healthcare, public transportation, crime and public safety, homelessness, gun violence, jobs and the economy, and corruption in the city government.
Okay, let's go with the opioid crisis is pretty bad at K&A, and that's my old neighborhood I grew up in. So let's stay with that. The the rent's too damn high, so the price of housing, let's go with that.
Cost of rent, okay.
And let's keep our kids educated. So let's say the school system, education, whatever that was phrased.
So public school funding?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, sir. Now I'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. I'm using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that, you know, you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 5 means that you neither warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? And 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of, you know, the people or groups, just indicate so, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be the Philadelphia Department of Streets from 0 to 10.
We're going to give them 5.
5, okay. Council member Kenyatta Johnson.
7.
Okay, your local police officers.
8.
District Attorney Larry Krasner.
8.
Mayor Sherelle Parker.
9.
Governor Josh Shapiro.
10.
Ten
was good, right? Wait a minute, hold on. Ten is good?
Okay, yes, ten is very warm and favorable. It's the most you can get.
Yeah, very warm and favorable for Josh, yeah.
Okay, Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
I have to go to 5.
5. Okay, the Philadelphia City Council.
6.
6. And SEPTA.
4.
4. And the Philadelphia Police Department.
8.
Okay, 8. All right, thank you, sir. Okay, sir, generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve the way Sherelle Park is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
Am I still picking numbers?
No, this is just a general question. Generally speaking, strongly, yeah. I have a strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve of her job.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And do you disagree or agree with the following statement? Okay, the Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government. Would that be strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, somewhat disagree. All right. All right, sir, here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives, you know. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 where your level of satisfaction, you know, with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means that you're neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue, okay? Or 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one will be access to affordable housing.
Five.
Okay. The quality of education in public schools.
6.
6. The availability of good paying jobs.
9.
9. The cost of rent.
I'm sorry, which for rent?
The cost of rent.
Cost of 4.
4. Okay, access to public transportation.
7.
Public safety.
5.
5. Okay, the condition of roads and infrastructure.
7.
And the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities?
5.
5. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
Getting better.
Okay. Getting better. All right. And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Keeping pace with inflation, I guess. With the cost of living, keeping pace.
So staying about the same?
Yeah, staying about the same.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, below is a list of goods and services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goods, you know, or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3, okay? The first one is recreation and entertainment. Second one, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet. Number three, public transportation. Four, healthcare, including prescription drugs. Five, personal care. Six, education. Seventh, rent. Eighth, be paying down debt. Ninth, be childcare. Tenth, be groceries, and then gas.
Okay, let's go with internet.
Okay.
I forget what I want.
Recreation and entertainment, public transportation, healthcare, including prescription drugs, personal care, education, rent, paying down debt, childcare, groceries, and then gas.
Rent and groceries.
Okay, rent and groceries. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, so now I'm thinking about your neighborhood. How concerned are you about violent crime? Are you not all concerned, not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
Rarely.
Rarely, okay. And do you think the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little, or too much on police department?
The right amount.
Right. All right, sir. Here's a list of actions that the city of city government is either doing or plans, to take in the immediate future. After each, please indicate whether you believe that this action, would make you much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not safer at all, okay, in the city, if the city implements it. The first one will be declare a public safety emergency in the city. Would that make you much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat safer.
Okay, aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on the city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Much safer.
Okay, close the open-air drug market in Kensington.
Much safer.
Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Much safer.
Hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Somewhat safer.
Okay, and begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Much safer.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherrell Parker recently? Anything that you might, heard of her?
Nothing comes to mind. I'm sorry.
Okay, so that means you haven't heard anything, right?
No, I haven't. I can't say I have, no.
Okay. So, anything. Okay, sir, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to three items, okay? The first one will be improve the city's infrastructure, improve our schools and education, invest in the community development, reduce juvenile crime, remove homeless encampments, foster small business and local jobs, tackle the opioid crisis, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, get guns off the street, improve public transportation, hire more police officers, and support more affordable housing.
Okay. Can you go down that list one more time, and I'll tell you, I'll pick my three out.
Yeah, so the first one will be improve the city's infrastructure. Second, improve our schools and education.
Schools and education.
Invest in community development. Reduce juvenile crime. Remove homeless encampments. Foster small business and local jobs. Tackle the opioid crisis. Address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods. Get guns off the street. Improve public transportation.
Let's get the guns off the street.
Get guns off the street. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. All right, sir. And here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate, you know, on the scale from 0 to 10, whether you support or oppose each policy. Where a 10 means that you strongly supported the policy, a 5 means that you neither support or oppose the policy, and 0 means that you strongly oppose it, okay, the policy. You may select anything from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one, say invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives, like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets. Number 8, okay. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
7.
Okay. Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
7.
Okay, invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
5.
Okay, invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
8.
Okay, invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalks, sweepings, and litter removal.
8.
Okay. And, okay, add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents.
7.
Okay, keep tax rates flat for Philadelphian taxpayers. 10. Okay. And provide $100 million for treatment and trade facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
You got an 8.
8. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work from home for city employees and require them to be back in the office full time?
I support that.
Okay, would that be a strongly support or just somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay, thank you. All right, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes, you know, or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support that decision to end the city's support for NATO exchange programs?
I support that.
That was strongly or just somewhat support, sir?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. All right. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia for public schools, which would keep, you know, public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids, you know, with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for year-round school in Philadelphia public schools?
Yeah, somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay. All right, sir. And how often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Okay, rarely. Okay, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
All right, sir, and do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. All right, and thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay, somewhat liberal. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, and do you currently own your home, rent, live with family members or friend or something else? Okay, homeowner. Okay, and which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual, straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
No.
Okay. All right. And now you're married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Live with a partner.
Okay. So I'm living with a partner. Okay. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
All right, sir, and for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, sir, and below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. CNN, New York Times, Power 99, YouTube, NPR, WHYY, Fox News, Philadelphia Daily News, X or Twitter, TikTok, Philadelphia Inquirer, Washington Post, local news stations, or Facebook, or other?
CNN and Fox News.
Okay, Fox News. Okay.
Make sure you get CNN in there. I only listen to Fox to hear what the other people have to say.
Okay, so Fox and CNN, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than 25,000, 25 to 35,000, 35 to 45, 45 to 55, 55 to 65, 65 to 75, 75 to 85, 85 to 100,000 to 250,000.
Yeah, go there. 85 to 100.
85 to 100. Okay. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. Okay. Thank you very much for your time and participation. I really appreciate your time. You have a great evening.
Okay. All right. Go Birds.
Thank you. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Bye bye.